Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi everybody, thanks for choosing to watch this video. We discuss Jurgen Klopp's biggest achievement in his 7 years as Liverpool manager. If you want to watch that and the rest of the debate show, head on over to Red Men Plus, where we also talk about Liverpool's tactical issues as well as the mainstream media. Thanks again and enjoy the video. Jurgen Klopp, 7 years at Liverpool, last weekend I think it was, just over the weekend there. So we needed to mention him and sort of celebrate his success at Liverpool. So we are, well, I'm asking, what is Jurgen Klopp's biggest success story or achievement at the club so far? Now, we know the Champions League, we know the Premier League. More than welcome to say them. We will be discussing them in the topic, but I wanted to broaden it out a little bit and talk about the best signing. You know, it could be the player development. I think Trent falls into that category as well. The fact, and people will raise eyebrows at this, the fact we've competed with Manchester City for so long, who were quite frankly, you know, a force of nature when it comes to what they've been able to do over the last few years. And we might not have got the trophies in terms of the Premier League we deserve, but we've seen when Liverpool aren't at it, and I think it's going to pan out this season as well, City have run away with this league. So for us to sort of go toe-to-toe with them for so long has been phenomenal, in my opinion, under Jurgen Klopp. Not many teams would have been able to do it. So, what do we think then? Steve, I'll come to you first.
I kind of like the idea, centering for me, around competing with City. Mm. We've taken players that, by and large, on footballing ability alone, have no right to compete with City at the level that they have. The systems he's implemented have been amazing, and when they work, they're ruthlessly effective. And as we're seeing at the moment, when they don't work, they're pretty fragile. Mm. That's the we have to live with that. In terms of 92 points, 97 points, wins you a title every year, one or two. Yeah. That's ridiculous. There are a lot of people out there saying that this team, this squad, this era will be remembered as the team that only won the league once, despite claiming to be one of the best Premier League sides that we've seen. Well, they are, and their numbers suggest that. And we talk about Manchester City, and when are they going to fall off a cliff? When are they going to give us a chance? When are they going to not be the Manchester City that we see week in, week out? Well, they say the same about Liverpool. When are Liverpool going to go away? When are they going to stop pushing us? When are they going to let us have a free run at it? Mm. What's happened is both of the teams have conspired to push each other to levels this Premier League's never seen before. Mm. You've never seen a team with 97 and 98 points, 1 and 2 in the Premier League. You just don't see that. So for me, Klopp's biggest achievement is taking players of a lesser technical ability, creating a platform and a system that makes them unique. Mm-hmm. And the best example I can give you, and I think he's been a tremendous asset to the football club, is Jordan Henderson, like most players, has limitations in terms of what they can do. In Klopp's system, Jordan Henderson has been and can be a world beater because of the job that he gets given in the squad. Does he go and do the same thing at Manchester City? Who knows? You know, you look at the players we've had, Wijnaldum, players like that, they were so good because they did what we wanted them to do, and they understood the plan and they understood the system and they did their jobs to the nth degree, and we became ruthlessly efficient. So for me, competing with City, with the players he's had, has been absolutely amazing.
I actually think you're dead right, and I'm really glad you mentioned Jordan Henderson there, because he was somebody I had in mind for this, because you're right, if you think about sort of the individual talent across the Liverpool squad and compare it with like the City, you wouldn't, you know, if you just looked at things like a single vision, just go, there's no way they can compete with them. That's just not going to happen. But Jurgen Klopp, John, has made us do that. He's given us that for 7 years, which is what the catalyst of this conversation
Absolutely.
Is.
I mean, I agree with Steve. I think when the dust settles on his reign in the future, that's what it will be. Liverpool took English football and made it competitive again. Mm. It showed people that they can compete with City. Mm. And for me, it's that plus the fact that he's dragged our club out of the doldrums from also-rans into people who won every trophy that's come their way.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, fair enough that they're not winning 3 and 4 trophies in a season, which, you know, we think they deserve because they're so good. You know, but they are competing with City. You've got endless resources. They've got two football teams. You know, you look at us now, we've got Trent injured. We've only got a centre-back who can cover for him. Mm. You know, we've got midfield players who need a rest. Who have we got to come in? Well, only players who are also coming back from injury and who may or maybe too young. And yet we're still able to compete at the highest levels in all the competitions we go into. And that's what Klopp has given us.
Yeah, 100%. I don't want to sound too defeatist in this because it does, like... To say, oh, we competed with City, it almost sounds, we're Liverpool Football Club, like, we're huge, and in our own right, we've got a rich, illustrious history, so that isn't enough in itself, but it is the grander point here, that without Liverpool, City would have absolutely ran away with every single title.
They'd have won, what, 6 or 7 on the bounce?
And probably some other stuff as well, because obviously we knocked them out of the cup last year and what have you, so... The Jurgen Klopp's trophies will never be forgotten. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Like, the man has won everything. He's been absolutely phenomenal. Like, doubted into believers 10 times over. Like, absolutely incredible job. But there is a wider point in that he has allowed us to become something that we don't really have any right to be, Steve, if that makes sense. Yeah. Because our expenditure in years gone by hasn't given us the right. Like, you look at Andy Robertson, for instance. He signs them players a little bit unknown, who really knows what it's going to be, and he just makes them into something else. And he does it with Robertson, he does it with Trent as well in many ways. He brings him through the academy. Well,
Bobby Firmino, well, Rodgers had no clue what to do. And he's turned him into the best
100%.
False nine you've ever seen.
Exactly, and he's still doing it to this day as well, by the way. But yeah, I think, like I say, it is a difficult one because we don't want to sound like, oh yeah, we were good, but City were better. But at the same time, Steve, like I say, that is a big deal with what we're competing against.
And I'm not being negative when I say that, by the way. John and I are a bit older than you, and I've been going since the late 80s, and John since before that. And as great Liverpool sides came and went, great rivals came and went. Aston Villa had a go at it. Nottingham Forest had a go at it. Manchester United came back in. We saw an emergence from Everton for 4 or 5 years in the 80s. And we've been able to dispense with those challenges. This Manchester City thing is not something like we've seen before. And your point about unlimited resources is absolutely crucial. Everton, their team broke up and Gary Lineker went to play in Spain, and Trevor Stephen and Gary Stevens thought life was greener. The grass was greener in Scotland, playing for this Harlem Globetrotters Rangers side. But we're seeing a completely different beast at the moment, and that's because of the way football has evolved and the way money's come into football. And Manchester City's finances and their resources are unparalleled until very recent times. So I actually want to sell this as it's a wow moment that we've taken the likes of Adam Lallana and Andy Robertson and Bobby Firmino, as you two guys have said, and Klopp's man management to turn those guys from average is unfair, but from top level footballers to world class footballers should never be lost throughout now. And when we talk in the years to come about when he moves on and goes out and his career ends at Liverpool, John's right, that will be the thing we'll speak about. Look what he made Bobby Firmino into. Mm. And so I'm celebrating that rather than being negative.
No, yeah, 100%.
Let's not underestimate what we've achieved as well, because although we've only won the league once and we've lost it by a point, two seasons, you know, included in that, those seasons when we lost it by a point, you know, City had some amazing luck, like that, you know, a VAR decision at Everton which would have lost them the game. And, you know, I know football fans can point to all sorts of those things, but we were really close in those seasons. Yeah. You know, we really ran them to, you know.
I think the wider point is, like we mentioned earlier on, rival fans will just look at, yeah, you lost the league, you didn't win the league. But as Liverpool supporters, we can appreciate just how great that side was and how great those seasons were. Like, a few months ago, we nearly achieved immortality. We nearly won everything. Now, a lot of other clubs will just look at that and go, oh, you won a League Cup and FA Cup. But for us, we played every single
also,
game.
Also, you know, we've been in the Champions League final 3 times.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, look at City. What have they? How often have they been in there?
Just that once, wasn't it?
We've been to 10 once? European Cup finals as a club.
The fact that City, despite winning the league, we're not able to win the Champions League, says a lot about us. that we can go and get reach four European finals in Klopp's era. You know, that, you know, that's phenomenal.
No, it is 100%.
But that's the thing that, that rivals, and again going back to the media, they don't want to look at that picture because they think, okay, it doesn't matter because you didn't win them. But you've got to be in it to win it. And, you know, like you just said, we got to within 75 minutes of football immortality that will never be repeated because of the change in the structure of the Champions League. Now means you play more games anyway. So we came within 75 minutes of doing something that the three of us would never imagine that was possible.
No, I wonder how much the after effects of missing out on those
massive.
Two. Yeah,
massive.
I mean, we spoke about the confidence earlier. I wonder how much that Ilkay Gundogan goal has really, really hurt us. But yeah, just to say,
I mean, he's done well, Klopp, in the past when we lost by the league by a point. Yeah. He got them up next season, you know, back up playing the best of their ability. This season, you know, it's been a bit of a struggle to get them back up. But,
yeah, but there's nobody we'd rather have in charge to do it, is there? Put it that way. Just to say, there's a comment again from Abe. Thanks again for contributing. Really appreciated. He personally will never stop talking about Jürgen's ability to develop world-class players and overperform as the underdog. It's not an accident because he did it at Dortmund and he got them to compete with Bayern Munich, who we've seen since Jürgen Klopp left the Bundesliga, Bayern Munich just have run riot with that league, essentially. Not so much this season, actually, as it happens, but I'm sure that'll sort itself out eventually. So yeah, just to sort of round this off again, I think we've all agreed that his ability to compete with City and make us a force, again, has been his sort of overarching achievement as Liverpool manager. So I want to get, because I've seen some different answers on this already, the trophy one. I want to get what's his biggest success story in terms of trophy won so far, Steve. In fact, John, I'll come to you first on this one.
Well, I think it's the Premiership, simply because it's been 30 years without winning. It's something that we got used to winning, you know, every year or every couple of years. And to go that long without winning it, and it was just a monkey on our backs, wasn't it? We really, really needed to get that out of the way. Winning the Champions League is always brilliant. It's great for the fans. It makes you feel great that we're the team who've just conquered Europe and, you know, the World Club Championship as well. But to actually get that Premier League under our belt, well, you know, for me, that'd be it.
Getting the A, I think, ending the wait. Steve, I believe you're the same.
I'm a well-documented lover of being champions of Europe. It was my childhood personified, so that always is a special place for me, but I don't disagree with John. Winning the league 30 years after the last time we did it, with the changing face of football, with the different challenges that your Paisleys, your Dalgleishes, and all those guys, your Joe Fagans, never had to deal with, football changed ridiculously so. So to drag us back from sort of Roy Hodgson saying we're not too big for a relegation battle to winning a Premier League title and taking the 30 years to do it is for me the biggest achievement of any Liverpool manager, let alone Jurgen Klopp's biggest achievement, purely because of the time between the two and the way that football changed.
Yeah, well, I couldn't have said that any better myself. For me, it'd be the Premier League as well. I also have an affinity, like many Liverpool fans, with the European Cup, but I'd born in 1991. I'd never seen us win the English top flight. So, yeah, mine would be the Premier League also. So thank you, Jürgen, for ending that. And thank you both for joining me on the debate show. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's AURA.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.